It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, it is Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to give you some Cowboys bye week hypotheticals here coming up in 20 minutes. You're 20 minutes away from some more Cowboys discussion. Here's the chief of the sports hodgepodge.
Okay, we do have plenty of culinary news to get to, including the chicken tender wars that apparently commenced.
I know KFC started popping them off, huh?
Well, we'll get to
those.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken wars. But right now, I think it's the perfect time for a little impromptu GTS. Gentlemen, hands off the keyboard. I don't know where Broadus is right now.
All right, I'm gonna
we guess that
up.
Spread on a football hump day. The bully will not cheat. We start tomorrow night, Thursday night football in New Orleans.
Okay, this is going to be my survivor pick.
Broncos at Saints. Does Vegas agree with Walchuk? Bully, guess that spread.
Broncos favored by 1.
Dawson.
Flip it.
Got the Saints. 1-point home favorite. And Brian Broadus with a beautiful loaf of what type of
Brian's got a holla.
He's got a full thing of bread there that he just handed off. He just handed off.
Is that a holla French toast bread?
It is.
Yeah, that's it. I forgot I had it. I ran downstairs and it was in the car. It was in my seat.
Honestly, okay, next holla I get, Eric, because I mean, I guess you had no idea what this was. I need to get you one so you can take it home and enjoy.
Oh, Eric, you don't know what that is.
Well, I know holla bread, but I just can't look at it and tell you it's holla.
Well, it's the top will give it away.
It, yeah.
The way that it's got the rolls in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make the fridge.
That's a beautiful one. Where'd you get that from?
I don't think
I've
ever had it.
The Tom Thumb.
Okay.
Wait, so
you're by the kosher Tom Thumb.
Yeah, are you just pulling that? Like, do you just pull out
slice.
Like a... Okay, so you are still slicing.
Yeah, he makes French toast out of it, and I saw it today. They just baked it and bagged it, and so I grabbed it. I said, hey, can you put that in the bag for me?
That's fantastic.
So that's what I did.
Now, if you want to pull it, you can. You can do that,
yeah.
But you can slice it, makes a tremendous sandwich.
Looks fluffy, looks phenomenal.
Put some butter on there.
Passing the eye test.
Next time I see a holla, Eric, I'll grab you one.
What's the spread? What are you doing?
Holla back at me.
What's the game?
We're doing a little GTS right now, impromptu on a football hump day here in the hodgepodge. New Orleans Saints hosting the Broncos tomorrow night, Thursday night football. Brought us guess that spread.
Saints given 2.5.
Saints giving 2.5. They're actually taking 2.5. 2.5 point home dogs. Walchuk, you're all over it. Take the Broncos, even though Pat Surtain is not going to be playing in the game.
Yeah, it's got me nervous, and I don't like relying on Peyton or Nicks, but I'm just going to go with my football gut here, and I'll be doing a bet payoff probably next Friday.
Gavin Dawson, we go across the pond once again for the Jaguars of Jacksonville taking on the Patriots. Drake May's second start. Guess that spread.
Jags -2.
2-point favorites.
Little known fact here, Jags staying over after a London trip last week. So this is back-to-back. This is back-to-back to London. I'm going to say Jags by 4.5.
Big favorites there. Walchuk, what say you?
Just because of no travel.
Yeah, no travel.
Jags -3.5.
Jags -5.5. Broadus wins that round.
Yeah.
They're not buying what the Patriots are selling there in Vegas. That's for sure.
Should.
I wonder how many fans are going to show up to that game thinking they're seeing the Patriots that are like the Belichick and Brady Patriots.
We played there in 14.
They're serious about it.
They're serious. No, those fans know some ball now. Like when we did NFL Europe in the 90s, like early 1990 with the London Monarchs, they were kind of learning the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now those fans are on top of everything.
Well, Chuck, the Seattle Seahawks go to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. This is a fun little NFC
long trip,
tier two, tier three matchup. Guess that spread. Wolchuk.
Seattle.
Seattle's going to Atlanta.
It's actually a really good game. This is a tough one. This could end up having big time playoff implications for tiebreakers too. I guess Falcons at home. I'll just say Falcons minus three.
Okay. Dawson. Same. Broadus.
I'm going to say Falcons minus 2.5.
Falcons minus 3. Nice work, gentlemen. You're all right there in the neighborhood. Okay.
Beautiful day.
We have this is going to be fun. Houston,
okay,
going to Lambeau Field. Brian Broadus, guess that spread. Texans at Packers.
Pick 'em.
Ooh. Dawson.
Let me get Houston minus 2.5.
Is this a primetime game? I feel like this should be a primetime game. This is the best game of the weekend.
This is a Tony Romo game.
Houston Green Bay. Yeah. This should be a Super Bowl preview. I'm going to go Houston at home minus 2.
No, it's at Lambeau.
Oh, Packers at home minus 2.
Minus 2.5 Packers. Oh, yeah.
So the pick 'em was a bad idea.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean
Love and Stroud.
Yeah. The two explosive offenses.
Yes.
It looks like we're going to have good weather for the forecast there. So, yeah, I'm excited to see.
It doesn't start snowing and getting bad until after Halloween.
Mm. That's we can red zone this weekend.
If you ever want to go to a game, if you ever want to go to Lambeau Field before it gets bad, make sure you go to a game before Halloween.
Okay.
That's the trick.
That's going to be such a fun one. Looking forward to breaking that one down on a Football Friday here. Another big one in the division, NFC North. You have Lions at Vikings. Vikings off a bye. Broadest guess that spread.
Vikings minus 4.
Wow, big home favorites there. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go Vikings minus 2.
Dawson?
I'll go with Wolchuk.
Vikings minus 2.5 here. Again, 2 weeks to prepare. Yeah. Lions off of the beatdown there of Dallas. Are you guys feeling something about this game right now? Yeah, no Hutchinson.
No Hutchinson. That's why I went for the big number.
That's a good point. Although I think the Lions have won the last 3 straight versus them. They've got their number a little bit. But, hey, different Vikings team.
Man, that's going to be a big game. Okay, you have weekend. Yeah, a big weekend for sure. Let's see here. You also have the Chiefs going to San Francisco. Dawson, guess that spread.
Holy cow. Chiefs going to San Francisco. Is Kittle still out?
No. Kittle's playing.
No, Kittle be playing. Yeah.
I think Debo's back too.
San Francisco's off a bye, aren't they? Are these both teams off a bye?
Yeah.
These are both teams off a bye.
Super Bowl rematch.
Well, we're 3. I'll go with San Francisco minus 2.
Okay. Broadus.
San Francisco minus 1.
Wolchuk.
I'll just take Niners minus 3.
It's Niners minus 1.5.
Oh, God.
Man, I'm excited about that game.
That's going to be great. The Chiefs are going to win that game.
That's got to be the... Is that a
Beat
Fox
Beat them up, Chiefs.
Yeah, please do.
That's because that's going to be a 3 o'clock game. Maybe that's the Nance and Romo game because it seems like they're always doing Chiefs games.
I don't know if that's a Fox game.
I think
what's our Sunday night game this week?
These are big matchups. Sunday night's the Jets and the Steelers.
Yeah, what the hell? Why couldn't we get Jets and Steelers out of here?
Because nobody wants to give up their games.
Well, the issue
San Francisco is it's a 3:25 game.
Is it on Fox or CBS? Is that Romo or is that Brady?
It's Fox. So Chiefs, 49ers, or Brady. Yep.
Okay.
And then the noon game, Texans, Packers will probably be the Nance Romo combo.
Yeah.
Man, that's
annoying. Houston Green Bay game's at noon. Did they move it? They didn't move that game, did they?
No.
I got it as noon.
It is noon.
Okay.
And then the Chiefs 49ers is in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we had a doubleheader Monday night situation going down.
Again.
That screws us in the afternoon window. What do we have, like 2 games, 3 games?
Probably.
Let me look at this.
They should have flexed Lions-Vikings. They should have put that as the Sunday night game and gotten Jets-Steelers out. But I guess the Jets do have Davante Adams now. And Rodgers.
And Russell Wilson's coming back. Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you don't pass up an opportunity
like that's
to.
It's fun, but it's not. It's gross.
Make that a primetime game. Monday Night Football. The Ravens are going to be at the Bucks. Bucks are 3.5 point dogs at home. And then you have
the
Chargers going to Arizona to take on the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are 2.5-point home dogs as well. So there's a little impromptu guess that spread here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, let's go around some of the sports and the culinaries. I don't know if you guys have watched any of the Aaron Hernandez show.
I haven't seen any of it. I've seen clips.
The clips are, it just looks like it's one of the most poorly made shows of all time.
Yeah.
It's like a dramatic reenactment of his life.
So bad it's good kind of thing. But he's on the Patriots, so you have all these different characters. Brady's in it, Belichick's in it, Gronk's in it.
Hey, that guy playing Gronk, he did pretty good. Yo, bro.
Yeah, did he nail it?
Watch out for Bell, man.
Okay, are you ready for this, Lucius?
No, apparently, I'm not.
Apparently, there is a Lifetime Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce-inspired holiday movie, Christmas in the Spotlight. And, of course, the guy who plays Travis Kelce in that is the same guy who plays Gronk in the Aaron Hernandez one.
So he's doubling up on the tight ends.
He's just the prototype Hollywood tight end duty. He plays Kelce in a movie, and he's playing Gronk in the show. But that's good to know that he's actually doing a quality job. So are you watching this?
A holiday movie, bro?
Yeah.
Like a Christmas movie for them?
Oh, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yuck!
Yeah, it's bad.
No, I'm not watching it.
You're not watching it, but the clips you've seen.
I've seen every clip. I've seen all the people that they cast. They did pretty good when it comes to the casting, because the casting is so funny.
Right.
That you're stuck on that.
Belichick's
yeah. Belichick. Funny. And he's like jamming out.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. This dude is Kelce and Gronk. Congratulations.
Is it the same people that casted the Clippers show, you think? Because the Clippers show is kind of like this bad, too.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I watched Clipped. I did not watch this.
Yeah, I watched Clipped, too.
Okay, yeah, I was watching Clipped. Are we in store for more, or was that?
That was just going to be the one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a funny casting deal, no question. Okay, now to maybe the most egregious thing I've ever seen. I was hoping that this was a ball sacking, but I don't believe that it is. Apparently, Kroger has available on their online stores a pint of Skyline chili flavored ice cream.
Oh my goodness. No, thank you.
This feels like a bet payoff. Skyline this feels
chili ice cream.
This is I can't really understand how anybody would sign off on this. It's on Kroger's website. It's described as a daring fusion of flavors. So daring that I don't envision anybody actually trying this.
I have a bet payoff. I'll give it a shot on Friday.
Yeah, you got to eat the whole thing. That's what
you guys want. Oh, wow. A half gallon? Oh, yeah, my God.
Eat a pint of that.
Maybe a pint.
A creamy ice cream infused with warm chili spices, a swirl of crunchy oyster crackers.
Oh, my. I'm out.
And shreds of tangy cheese on top.
For what?
I am as floored and...
They're losing money making that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably going to lose lives eating it.
What's this ice cream called?
Skyline chili ice cream.
Okay, so it's not like officially confirmed, but this is disgusting.
This is on Cincinnati.com, the Inquirer, okay?
Well, in the same article, it says that the person, like Kroger's website, hasn't confirmed it. And then
Kroger's a Kentucky company.
It's a possible collab between Grater's Ice Cream. And then Skyline Chili. This is disgusting.
Yeah. I would imagine
so chili and ice cream together.
I think you're only selling this in the greater Cincinnati area.
I imagine Will Chambers showing up one day, be like, "All right, boys, you don't know what you're missing."
Well, wasn't it kind
of
sweet?
Is that when he made
sweet?
Us that pot of
yeah, like cinnamony a little bit?
Yeah, there's a little cinnamon. There's a cinnamon element.
Trying to
it.
Like, I don't know. It's still disgusting.
You're trying to connect dots there. You're trying to make sense of this,
yeah, it
but
it's
nonsensical. And I would be totally open to this being on the bet payoff board if we can find a way to get our hands on this thing.
Yeah, we'd probably have to order that maybe.
I don't think there's anybody that is asking for this in a real way. Even Will Chambers is probably hearing this right now and he's disappointed in his hometown.
Will.
It's just ridiculous. We do actually have another bet payoff idea that was spawned in the press box courtesy of Bobby Belt, who's an idea man for the ages.
He is.
And it's basically you go behind enemy lines for the next whatever Cowboys matchup, if it's your payoff that week, and you get yourself booked on the upcoming opponent's like radio station. Like, hey, okay. I'm a Cowboys guy, but you have to be super stereotypical Texan.
Yeah.
With the accent, and okay. then like have Tolos give us like one-liners of things that we have to fit in during the segment, and you would just have to play that bit, and then we'll obviously play it back on our airwaves.
Okay, so
it's a pretty good idea.
I love this. This is genius. It's going to require a little bit of work on the front end.
Exactly.
But you pull it off, be legendary. Might win G-Bag of the Day as well.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this. After somebody does it as a payoff, we should just try and do this to try and make this Cowboys season as fun as we can.
As a show bit.
As a show bit. Okay. Each week, one of us gets booked on the opponent's flagship or whatever.
What if you just went on and like talked so poorly about their team? Just like
you could do that too.
No, just completely like your quarterback's god awful. I haven't seen a quarterback play this bad. You know, just
it's bad.
Everything just be the ultimate like.
I think especially for like the division games. Yeah, like if you're on New York radio or Philly or Washington. And you just
start, you just start railing
super
on their
biased towards the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly.
Your organization's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Everything you guys do is
on
awful.
Both sides.
Yeah, I know
on
you.
Both sides.
I know you guys are leading the division, but you're one of the worst division leaders.
I think that would be a separate bet payoff. So you have like the native Texan cowboy Homer.
Yeah, there's a lot of angles we could go with this.
You could also have the ultimate troll.
Yeah, you guys are just terrible.
Or compliment guy.
Yeah.
Just like
how about just cliche? Just every cliche.
Oh, cliche guy?
Cliche. Okay. You do the interview.
Cliche guy.
Yeah.
You do the interview in all cliches. Hey, you know, they're
you know,
they're
at the end of the day, the Cowboys are just 365.
They're just taking this one day at a time. Yeah. You know, it's a backs against the wall type of game. Yeah. You know,
they're just trying to leave it all out there.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's a brilliant idea by Bobby.
Next man up.
There's a part of me that's wondering if Wolchuk consumed the Skyline Chili flavored Grater's ice cream today that's his third power fart in the middle of the segment. The microphones haven't been picking these up, then
that is so disrespectful because he farted earlier during the expressway and you guys kept talking about salary caps like it wasn't a fart.
It smelled
like that fart air was not going in y'all's mouths, bro.
It was definitely going in. I could smell it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like a heat.
This one
like
is heat actually absolutely disgusting. I'm very ashamed because it's disgusting to me. This one stinks.
That chair is going to be rough for the next person.
Just
my
out of
God.
Range, thankfully.
Yeah.
Young Blake in here working.
We were on a hell of a run, guys, but I'm sorry. Today's not been a good day.
Blake's going to sit down on the chair like, oh, wow. I didn't realize these seats had bun toasters.
That wind going to come up.
Pretty awesome.
Ooh, as soon as you sit down.
Seriously, what
good
did you...
The producer chair in there used to do that all the time.
Yeah. As soon as I sat behind Troy Aikman. Oh, not Troy Aikman.
Oh, Troy Hughes.
Troy Hughes. As soon as I sat down by Troy. Yeah. I'm like, good God, bro. I smell everything you ate this morning, fam.
It was rough, dude. A 9-hour Cowboys game day. Pulling highlights back there was tough.
With all the protein that Aikman's consuming, I can't imagine his are much better.
The eggs, man.
What are you doing differently here?
Eggs.
Why is today
hard boiled eggs?
Ah,
Wolchuk.
Why?
I'm trying to like somewhat get back on my soda routine.
Today's day one, or yesterday was day one.
We're sprinkled inkling stuff in here. It really just
why
depends.
Why don't you just go to liposuction?
I don't want to pay for liposuction, dog.
He's day to day on his.
I don't really know what I'm going to have to do, for dinner plans every night. I'm just kind of like flying by the seat of my pants.
Clearly.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally.
Blowing out
in more ways than
pants.
One.
I like the idea of some more cardio and less hard boiled.
I've been walking in the morning too, bud, but you know what? It's all about the diet.
I hear you. Yeah, abs are made in the kitchen.
Speaking of, KFC is aiming to dominate the chicken tenders market. They're launching its new original recipe tenders.
Here we
go. They have the Chicken Tenders Battle Has Begun campaign that is now underway. It's going through December 1st. I guess KFC, I didn't realize this was a blind spot for me. I didn't realize they never had the tenders. Like, this is the first time they're
so
tenderizing this
I think
thing?
They've just
been a bone-in
tender. Like, they've had chicken tenders, but these are just new ones that they've come out
with. They've had the popcorn chicken. They started the popcorn chicken.
They definitely have had tenders.
I was part of their rollout.
I love that mash bowl that they have with the toppings and all that stuff in there.
Yes.
The KFC
so freaking good. And then Lucius informed us about the meat listeria issue. Apparently, there's also thousands of cases of the quote-unquote zero-sugar soda that's been recalled.
Jeez.
After, of course, there's been just boatloads of sugar found. found in them.
They went extra sugar.
It was like even more sugar than the run-of-the-mill lemonade.
It's a different fake sugar. Oh, actually, this is real sugar.
Just
there's a reason you liked it so much, Fatty.
I don't know how many people are going to be that. Like that's worthy of suing. If for years I've been drinking what I think to be zero sugar beverages and they're actually filled with sugar, I feel like I have a lawsuit on my hands.
Yeah, absolutely, and probably a stomach.
You should be happy because I don't know what that fake sugar stuff is.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it.
Rather have the real thing. Aspartame. True. There's all kinds of different ones. It's Remember awful. The Olean potato chips?
Yes.
I tried those back in the day.
No, I don't.
Who's Olean?
Olean. It was like this dietary oil that allowed you to eat potato chips and not get heavy. But it gave you the runs. It was like nuclear runs within a few hours. They were discontinued very quickly.
It was a butt-cracking variation.
I think I might have had some Oleans, guys.
Okay, we got to run. Cowboys bye week hypotheticals. What would you try to convince the Jones boys of as you get an off week? That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
The job market is constantly changing. And at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too. Working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The fan. Here we go, Nation. We are back. Cowboys hypotheticals. What message would you try to drive home to the Jones boys today at 877-881-1053 if you want to text in? Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the Nation. Joneses need to hire a real GM. Stop beating up the radio guys on the air. Clearly, they don't know what it takes. Now, Steve's been awful nice to us. I don't think I remember the last time Steve was any kind of rude, you know, or undignified on the air. So I don't have any problem with him. I do want to make that real clear.
Well, I basically asked him the same question that Bobby asked Jerry, that kind of set Jerry off about, like, you know, if execution continues to be a problem, what makes you feel like you have the right players to execute? And Steven was great. I mean, Steven would just continue to give a good answer like he always does, or at least a nice answer. He
didn't
yell at us. Idiots.
Yeah. You know, I mean, maintaining some sort of emotional control. But I mean, Jerry has been on one. I think there could be some sort of an explanation as to, you know, why he is so agitated. But that would just be conjecture, speculation. We don't want to do that and talk on hypotheticals. Jerry knows all about not wanting to do that. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state of the arts. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it is brought to you by Franklin Frankel. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. I think maybe the most important thing they could hear right now is that, you know, this trading of Micah Parsons idea, this has to be realistic internally here. We at least have to consider it. I'm not hell-bent on trading him, but we got to see what the Lions would offer, what other contenders would offer. And if there's a way we can get 2 ones plus some additional compensation, we have to be honest about how complete of a player that he is. And how far away we are. The best thing that could bring us closer to a championship is to accumulate extra first-round picks in multiple years and then try to emerge with really an abundance of young players on rookie deals that would allow us to really recover from the disappointment of the last two drafts, you know, and how our roster is now you know, not stocked with good depth, with good quality depth. We need as many first round picks as possible. I have a feeling our championship window will not be open while Micah Parsons remains in his prime. I think you're looking at least one, maybe two more seasons after this. Micah will be, you know, late 20s and hitting for like $35 million. We're also up against the cap. You know, we need the cap relief as well. So I think it would solve multiple issues if you eliminate. He's not a leader. He wants to lead. He's not leading your defense to anything.
Isn't he kind of exactly what's wrong with the Dallas Cowboys organization? Like Micah Parsons somewhat epitomizes that. Like, I'm the man. I haven't done anything.
Spotlight.
Exactly. Like, he craves it.
I'm already a star.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And Stevens already said he's going to pay him. So now he's like, I'm getting paid and I haven't necessarily been really good, racked up great numbers against bad teams.
Yeah.
One sack in four postseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has a lot of talent. Cowboys roster has a lot of talent, but doesn't really perform when they need him most, you know?
Yeah. He's on pace for about 8.5 sacks.
I think trading him is a must. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. On that, Dawson, and I don't want to. I definitely would prefer not to trade him to the Lions after what they just did. But you also can't overdo it with some of the pettiness there if they're willing to give you the best possible deal. But you get two first round picks for him, maybe even more. I don't know, but I think you have to do it.
Yeah, you know, and I think the worse the team, the better, you know, obviously. But if you get multiple first-round picks, who knows what could happen next year? A team could be a contender. All of a sudden, their quarterback gets hurt, and you're looking at like a top-five pick. You know, I think it could just be such a windfall and a blessing if things fall perfectly for you. 4-6-9, Jake from Terrell. Jerry's officially hit that age where he gets enraged out of nowhere. He's now hitting the Biden shuffle. I think Biden just got confused and quiet, you know?
Oh, yeah. And by the way.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's Jerry. You know, sometimes with an older gentleman, you're on different kind of medications that can mess with your mood and your ability to stabilize things. And, you know, you can find yourself like on one out of nowhere, you know, I suppose when you get around to that time. But again, that's just... You know, that would be a conjecture and speculation. Wouldn't want to do that at 877-881-1053. Do you think it's up for consideration at all, Brian, that they would consider trading Micah up there?
I think so. I think it absolutely is. And, you know, you're going to have to, especially if the season goes south or starts. I mean, the next, I mean, you got to what, November 9th, I think, is the trade deadline.
Yeah.
If you say, for example, you have a bad outing, you know, against the 49ers, a bad outing against Atlanta. Now, I think all things are open to, okay, what do we have to do to kind of get this thing going the right direction? And especially for a team that loves to draft.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of where they.
That's, you know, how that model could work.
Yeah. They feel like, you know, if they one of the greatest drafts they ever had was in 2005. They had two first round picks.
Yep.
They had pick 11 and pick 20. And there you go. You know, that's kind of how it works.
Aaron Spears.
Maybe you get the extra picks and you end up trading them for players, you know, that could speed up your recovery in one way or another. But I just don't feel like Micah Parsons is the best investment, especially if he's looking to reset the market. I mean, there's just so many benefits.
They probably do not want to look at a $35 to $40 million contract for that player. They just don't. I don't believe they do.
No, heck no.
I would believe a lot of people in the organization agree. I just don't think Jerry or Steven would ever trade Micah Parsons.
Freaking superstar.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I don't think it's a reality, but I would love it to happen. I agree with everything you're saying.
Okay. How about the idea of an offensive coaching staff that can teach and execute motion? If there is one thing you could get into the Jones boys' minds that they'll carry with them over the next 6 to 9 months as this coaching hire begins, that might be the number one thing. Like, we need a Shanahan offense coach. If I could do that, that might be the most important idea to slip through the the goalie wicks there.
Yeah. I mean, I because you want somebody who could be the culture builder, but I don't think there's anybody. Even Dan Campbell, at the height of his powers, I don't know if he's coming in here and fixing all of those problems. So if you gave me the genie wish, it would be to fix that issue, but I don't think a head coach is coming in and doing that. So what's realistic? Yes, can you, at the very least, this is the bare minimum, go get somebody with an offense that looks like a new age offense.
Yeah.
And maybe it's on the Shanahan tree, whatever it is, just go get some. Like, I don't think Ben Johnson's on the Shanahan tree, but That's a guy who clearly knows what he's doing offensively. Go get somebody like that.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum.
You know, I think you need the talent, you need the players, and you need the salary cap management in order to get to a Super Bowl. I feel like they've had the players. And if you had either salary cap management or a better coaching staff, maybe that gets you at least to the NFC title game and beyond. I mean, it wouldn't be the craziest thing for a team as talented as what the Cowboys have had really since 2014 to get there. But I don't think you can do it by just drafting, good players. So, you know, I would give the chances of this actually happening up there very, very low. I think they definitely have in mind the kind of coaches that they want to hire. And for whatever reason, like the Shanahan coaching tree hasn't crossed over into Jerry's sphere of influence or his network very much.
I was just looking at some. I was curious, what team do you think has the most success with motion that play the offense in the NFL?
I mean, it's the Niners. It's the Lions. It's the Packers. Maybe, I mean, Houston. At least in the Saints early on.
Minnesota now.
Kansas City, the Rams, Ravens, and Lions. Motion success for their plays. The Chiefs are at 53% with motion success of their play. The Rams are at 52%. The Ravens are at 50%. And the Lions are at 50% as well.
And where are the Cowboys?
The Cowboys... let me look that up. That's near. I believe they're near the bottom because I was just going through. Yeah,
it's a safe bet.
Safe bet. Near the bottom.
I think it comes down to teaching it, right? Coaching it, because these are going
Dallas,
to be
Dallas is 30.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the reason why they haven't explored using motion more, because they're like, we're not good at it.
Yeah,
yeah, and the teaching aspect of it—it's probably not something that McCarthy's done a lot of. He probably doesn't know how to teach it, right? Because he hasn't had to.
No, I mean they did it. They flipped the script offensively last year. They started invoking much more of it, but once defense has got a beat on what their plan was with it,
there wasn't an adjustment.
Then it was okay. Now we don't know how to build off of this,
right?
At all. And then they've reverted back to what they were doing before that. Now, which doesn't make much sense either.
But. You got to have adaptability to you know, and that's what it's really about. Not just a scheme, but hey, what are they trying to take away? How can we counter it based on what they are expecting? How about we're not going to do another contract with Dak? You know, I would think at this point that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But if I could just get that idea home to the Joneses, like when this one's done, we're really going to be moving on. And maybe in a couple of years, we're going to be looking for outs on the contract because we've explored this. We can clearly see he's not going to be a quarterback that can take a rebuilding roster and keep you in playoff contention. I think that one should be an absolute no-brainer. But, you know, unfortunately, we can't take to the bank those ideas.
No, you can't take it to the bank. It's super frustrating. They're usually pretty late to the party. So, how long were we clamoring for Jason Garrett to not be here before he wasn't here? How long were we clamoring for Tyron Smith, probably not a guy you can depend on, before he's not here? And the Dak thing, many people we've already drawn the line in the sand, and now all of a sudden, now we have to sign up for another 4 or 5 years of it.
Yeah.
Wow, this is weird.
What do you got?
I'm sorry, I'm noodling around on this stuff.
Noodling
around. Dallas with... when they use motion, average 4.8 yards per play. And when they don't use motion, they average 5.8 yards a play.
Yeah, shut up, Eric.
Wow.
Both of those suck.
That's 15th in the league.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
And that's 15th in the league when they use no motion on yards per play at 5.6.
And it becomes significantly worse. So based on how their team executes right now, motion would be a bad idea.
This
needs to be something that takes hold in OTAs and on draft night.
The teams that have the most success with no motion, yards per play, 49ers, Lions, Ravens, Packers.
Same thing.
Top four.
Yeah, just the best teams. Offenses.
Just the best offenses. The best personnel.
Having the best players,
and coaches. Look at those coaches.
No, I'm just saying though, it's funny how the 49ers, like I say, when their yards per play when they use motion, 6.4. When they use no motion, they're 7.4. The Lions are 6. Now here's the Lions. When they use motion, they're 6.2. When they use no motion, they're 7.2. I mean, these are the team that's really the most balanced when it comes to no motion and motion is the Ravens. 6.7 and 7.2.
It's interesting.
So consistently the no motion looks are getting more yards per attempt?
Yeah.
I wonder if those are also probably the teams that you mentioned are the highest that use it in that conversation. They use it the most.
Yes. That would be the 49ers are at 80%. The Lions are at 75%. The Ravens are at 64%. Is what they? Let me sort it this way.
Yeah, because you're keeping the defense on their heels, right? You're mixing it up. It's hard to really get a read on what you're doing here. So now you've set them up already with all this motion use.
That's your changeup.
Yeah, here we go. And this is probably unfair. Your Dolphins use motion 85% of the time. With motion, they are at 5.5 yards per play. With no motion, they're 3 yards a play.
They're bad either way.
Yeah. That's part of the quarterback. Okay, here's the Rams who've been banged up at 83% motion. With motion, they're 5.6 yards a play. Without motion, they're 3.4 yards per play. And I mentioned the 49ers. The Chiefs, how about this one? Chiefs are at 78%. With motion, they're 6 yards a play. Without motion, they're 5.7 yards per play.
Very interesting data indeed to contribute to the conversation. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for that. We'll crosstalk with the fan after dark. Get you set for Cowboys crosstalk as well. Coming up next is the G-Bag Nation and The Fan.
254 says, Broadus just blew Wolf Cuck's motion theory out of the water. That's a new one. I haven't heard.
People play
with the Wolchuk last name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's malleable.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it turned into a wolf cuck.
No, I've never heard that one either. And I do think that this might be us getting confused again because I'm a big proponent of motion. I do think motion is the way of the new modern NFL. But I think you're way more of the motion, you know, theory dude than me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's no longer a theory. The proof is in the pudding. The Broadus just gave us the numbers on it. And that did not just explain that motion is not good for offenses when you consistently heard all the best offenses in the league are using it at a 75% to 80% clip, dude. They're using it for a reason. And I would love to. It's still just surface level in terms of what we know. The yards per play stuff, where teams are getting more yards per play on non-motion plays than with motion plays. But do we know the breakdown with the percentage of the motion plays that are run plays compared to pass plays?
Okay, we can do this. How about this? Just real quick, what team you think has the most TDs with motion TDs?
Oh my gosh,
Vikings
motion TDs.
Packers.
Yeah, I was going to say the Packers make sense.
Packers are the motion TD kings, is what they are.
LaFleur.
Let me get over here. Just to give you an idea, percentage of motion runs would be the Packers at 55%.
Okay.
No motion runs, 35.2%.
What about their passing plays?
Their passing plays?
How much motion on the passing plays?
Motion me, baby.
Motion on the passing plays, that would be, where do we tell that multiple motion? That would be 55%.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That would be, motion. I'm just looking at the Packers. They run, when you look at them, they run multiple motions 29 times, and then they've run that 20. Multiple motions is only 7.6 of their offense.
Uh-huh.
Motion success, they're right at 40%. No motion success, they're at 55%. 5%. So there are teams obviously that have success running no motions.
Yeah.
You know, good offensive teams.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a balance. It isn't like
the balance.
It's not
perfect.
Like one team. It's not like, okay, they're no motion and then there's one that's just completely motion and, you know, nothing.
Yeah, no, and that's perfect. That's kind of what you want is a good balance. But the teams that are not running motion clearly are the worst offenses, like our Dallas Cowboys. Blake, how's it going, bro?
Hey, Blake.
I'm doing well. I am glad to be here with you guys. My name is Blake Elliott.
What's your name?
Blake Elliott, the fan phenom, and I'm just really excited to be here on The Fan.
What are you Starburst bidding on tonight?
So if you, Tolo, you heard yesterday on The Fan After Dark, me and Fred Davis described the best Halloween candies on Blake It or Leave It at 9:40, and number 9 on the list was Starburst. And I said, yeah, Starbursts are meant to be eaten with the wrappers. And everybody looked at me crazy.
Okay.
And then Tolos were saying y'all should eat it live on the air next day, which would be today, with the wrappers. So we'll be doing it.
which is just a normal Wednesday night for you.
So you eat with the paper on the Starbucks?
Yeah, it's convenient. You don't notice the paper. And I bet you if I all close
what?
That's what he's saying. He's saying eat it with
don't
the paper.
Notice
you
the paper.
Can't not notice no. the
if
paper.
It's like a thick, waxy paper, too.
If I closed all of y'all's eyes and put the Starburst in your mouth with the paper, you wouldn't know the difference.
Nah, yes, we would, man.
You absolutely would.
You're going to catch worms or something like that doing
I've been
that,
eating
fool.
That for 25 years like that.
That explains a lot.
It does explain some, man.
That explains
a lot. Got that waxy buildup up there.
Yeah. It comes out sometimes.
You're probably excited for the Skyline Chili ice cream.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Okay. What's
You're
coming up on the
sick
show today?
Man.
There's a good amount of stuff coming up on the show today. At 9:40, we'll be doing Blake It or Leave It, where we rebuild the Dallas Cowboys. At 10:20, we'll be doing our top five. We have to get with Fred Davis to figure out what that top five will be today. And then, of course, we'll be talking about the Dallas Mavericks, who were at Canes today. PJ Washington, Derek Lively, some questions were asked, and there'll be some interesting answers what they gave.
Hmm. And it was at Canes.
It was at Canes. I think the one on Webb Chapel in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's I tried the Canes sauce for the first time today.
Who served you up?
Your first time trying Canes sauce?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was delicious. Tasty.
And you just drank
Tangy.
It, right?
No, I didn't just drink. I dunked my chicken.
So was it your first time going to Canes?
Your first time eating the sauce.
Your first time eating the sauce is supposed to be a drink.
So you eat like dry chicken strips?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Hold on a second. Dry chicken strips and we're eating.
The whole point is the sauce.
And the paper on Starburst.
Yeah.
I'm just now kind of getting into sauce like that. I've been pretty picky with my sauces, barbecue, ketchup kind of guy. I'm starting to
What has your mom done with you?
I'm starting to adventure.
She did not help you in any way, did she?
She's messed up, dude.
I thought Blake always had the sauce.
Well, you don't have to eat it when you already got it, so... That's why I wasn't indulging in it.
Okay. And then tonight we got the Cowboys Hour. Bobby Belt's out there with Joe Looney, Will Chambers. You were supposed to be a part of this, but you're not.
I'm here.
It's okay.
You didn't get the revised email, huh?
No transfer.
Well, make sure you turn it on, leave it on. Tolo, we got Fred and Blake coming up. Until tomorrow at 2 o'clock, hugs and hand pounds, everybody. Cowboys Hour next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.